I don't know if you saw the Oscars Sunday night, but they had the big in memoriam. And it feels like with all of these award show, be it the Grammys, Oscars, whatever, there's always a miss or a stumble somewhere where maybe, you know, a deceased actor or musician or performer doesn't get added to the list.
They left out Angus Cloud from Euphoria. The I guess he's 25, died of a drug overdose
this
summer.
I know that hit home for you.
It really did, man. That one, we're at training camp, and that one, I had to take a walk on the beach that day.
Nobody champions that show like you for some reason.
It's a good show.
But, you know, Monty, I know you said that you also noticed the in memoriam was a little off, and you actually found some other audio that that talked about dead celebrities.
Yeah, thank you for handing me the bad acting baton, Sean. Yeah, so this is luckily a well that we have dove into before during our normal time slot, 1 to 3. So Mike Francesa, who Minu and I have been obsessed with for a long time, a New York radio stalwart.
He loves The Ticket, by the way.
Yeah, especially Corby.
He's a huge P1.
Real big fan of Corby. And he's gone viral a few times over the last few years. For his treatment of dead celebrities, he was not a big fan of Tim Wakefield when he died recently. Yeah. The one that I always think of, we'll play this one first here, Daddy, is whenever he heard about the passing of Marvel Comics founder Stan Lee.
Eddie in Hoboken, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee?
The guy created Spider-Man. That was his big thing.
Oh, created Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never.
So you'll notice.
All right.
That, yeah, he's
Stan Lee. Who's... What's his last name?
Yeah.
Stanley. From The Office?
Johnson? Drafted by Detroit?
Stanley Yelnats from the book Holes?
Definitely wasn't Stanley Yelnats.
didn't think you'd hear that reference today,
Hector
did you?
Zeroni?
No.
But anyway, a few months ago, I just so happened to wander upon some fake Mike Francesa audio of
real Mike
eulogizing some other celebrities. One that we heard a few months ago was when he found out about the Queen dying. We can hear that one.
You're listening to the Mike Francesa Show on WFAN. All right, it's what everyone's talking about. The Queen is dead. The Queen is dead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who cares? You know, she came over to America to watch Chad Pennington's first start with the Jets a number of years ago. Tried to cop a feel, maybe even a quick finger But some of her redcoats had...
Whoa, Mike. You can't say that, Mike.
Say what?
You can't say what you just said.
Can't say what? Finger Anyway, just saying, they had me on the ground before I could even get within 20 feet of her. From then on, never cared for her. Not only am I glad that British ass fart is dead, I'd pay my whole year's salary to have her reanimated just to watch her die again.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, moving on. Let's hear from you, the Yankee fans. Should the Yankees re-sign Aaron Judge? 212-414-4144.
So you'll hear that he wasn't a big fan of the Queen. Somehow still not as dismissive as he was to Stan Lee.
No.
Yeah.
And that was just a sampling of what we heard last year. Well, some more people have died, some more big celebrities since then.
Indeed.
And luckily, I went back to the place I found the last audio, and there happened to be three more cassettes of Mike Francesa talking about celebrity deaths. And you'll notice a theme from the last one has made a reappearance. But we start here with Mike Francesa eulogizing the great Richard Lewis.
You're tuned in to the Mike Francesa Show, only on WFAN.
Mike Francesa here. We'll be talking to Hideki Matsui here in just a moment. But before we do that, people need to stop tweeting me about Richard Lewis dying. I couldn't care less about that guy. Not funny. His English accent in Robin Hood wasn't believable. He's in that terrible show, Curbs Your Enthusiasms. You know, I don't like anyone who makes their entire persona being that they're from New York. And sorry, but I like my celebrities that can actually handle their drugs. I freebase a nice meth rock every other weekend, and you don't hear me whining about it. Sure, I may wake up next to the occasional Vietnamese ladyboy and ask him what I owe through the gimp mask, but overall, I handle my drugs just fine. Richard Lewis should have died sooner.
So insensitive.
Man.
That's the, the Prince of Pain he's talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of information, too.
Yeah.
A lot of personal information.
Didn't need to add the Matsui.
Yeah, and what has Hideki Matsui done?
I don't know what he's talking
about. You can talk
Hideki
Juan Soto
before.
If you want.
And he hates people that base their whole persona off New York.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's how he's made his living.
I don't know why you hate that so much.
Gosh.
Wow. Yeah, so Richard Lewis, Mike Francesa, not
a big fan
of
him. How do you not like Richard Lewis?
I don't know, but he just
hilarious.
Didn't.
A fellow New Yorker.
I mean, yeah. Right. You would think that, a fellow guy who made his whole persona New York would be okay.
He doesn't like Curbs Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, unnecessary S's on those words. But second cassette here was when he found out about the great Toby Keith's passing.
Oh, no.
Okay, August 7th, once again at Colorado. I have the Mets winning 7-5. Brandon Nimmo should have a nice day at the plate. August 8th, the rubber match. I could see Herman Marquez on the bump leading the Rockies.
Celebrity death news,
this?
Mike. Country singer Toby Keith, he's died at the age of 62.
Oh, God, that guy. I mean, I guess that's sad. Just like it'd be sad to hear about the death of Hitler or Stalin or Charles Oakley. You know, his songs never really made any sense to me. You know, take that boot in the ass song, for example. Uncle Sam isn't a real person, so he couldn't definitely put anyone, terrorist or no, at the top of any list. And you wouldn't know it by just listening to me, but I've lived in New York all my life, and not one time have I seen the Statue of Liberty shaking a fist. It's just completely nonsensical, you know, because it's an inanimate object. What's next? You're telling me we can tell what the weather's going to be on April 8th? It doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
All right, coming up next here on the Mike Francesa Show, why I enjoyed watching Tiki Barber and Kevin Boss go full Eiffel Tower on my girlfriend. Back in a moment.
Gosh.
It also sounds like he has a new producer since last year.
Yeah, I think
he's got a team.
Heavy turnover there on the Mike Francesa producer gig.
Hey, you know, new producers happen sometimes.
Yeah. That's right, Daddy.
Sometimes.
Sir Justin.
Certainly
and every producer here.
Yeah.
I want to hear more of his running down the Mets 162.
Yeah, I don't know why.
The Herman Marquez start.
Going over
in
the
rubber match.
How can he know that Brandon Nimmo will have a good day?
He's a sports legend. He knows.
He knows that, but you can't predict the weather on April 8th.
That just
EA.
Would be dumb. Hitler or Stalin or Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
Noted Knicks villain Charles Oakley. Yeah, you also notice that Mike Francesa really likes to just name drop random New York athletes. All right, our final
He's really
cassette.
Growing on me, by the way.
It's just not a... You could find better people to talk about the recent passing of a celebrity.
He really needs the Mad Dog to balance him out.
Yeah, because again, throwing fastballs at Richard Lewis, throwing fastballs at Toby Keith. Also, last year, this one was from late October... We had the death of one Matthew Perry.
We'll get back into why the Rangers are frauds and will never win the World Series in a moment. I'm willing to bet the health of my beautiful prostate on that. But our producer, Tony from Yonkers, has some breaking news.
Hey, Mike, just a heads up, that actor Matthew Perry, he's died.
Oh, no, Madea's dead?
No, that's Tyler Perry. Matthew Perry was from Friends.
Oh, okay, that makes me feel much better. You scared me into thinking that the genius behind Boo, a Madea Halloween, had croaked, but it was just Matthew Perry? I mean, finally that guy's dead. You know, I couldn't stand watching him ruin two of my favorite works of art, Chris Farley's Almost Heroes and Friends. You know, between falling asleep during Joey's big movie, losing Ross's kids on a bus, and skipping out on his own marriage, Chandler Bing was a terrible friend. Plus, on the show, he was dating Courtney Cox, but I don't feel like we saw enough of him giving Courtney any of
okay.
his.
Hey,
Mike, forget about it.
What? I was just going to say unconditional love, Tony. Jeez, what did you think I was going to say?
It just sounded like you were going to say something about her last name.
Of course not, Tony. Although that show could have used a couple more finger fucks.
Whoa. Oh. Whoa. What? He likes the he likes to say the FF.
Whoa.
Why does he think he can continue to get away with that?
I don't know. He's like 1,000 years old.
Like, he's semi-retired at this point. Goodness.
A guy that's been in radio that long should definitely know that he can't say that.
So he dislikes Matthew Perry, the Queen, Richard Lewis,
and Toby Keith.
And Toby Keith, but he's a huge fan of Tyler Perry. He loves the Madea movies.
Dead?
But it felt like he knew a lot about Madea. Friends.
Yeah, he was really up to date, like, why Chandler Bing was a terrible, terrible friend.
He just kind of hate-watched it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, he was the worst friend.